This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
It's a technology that God wanted to institute or inaugurate that he did when Jesus Christ came. Bible says that the prophets, they looked forward to it. They yearned to see it, but it wasn't their time because God moves and works in dispensation. So that wasn't the agenda of God at that time. But the Bible says that in the fullness of dispensation of times, God now sent forth his son to inaugurate this. What was it? It's the New Testament technology. That is God living in the inside of man. This was what the prophets were looking for. They sought it. But it wasn't their time. We saw from the book of Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 2 to the end. We saw that in Christ we are blessed. In Christ we are chosen. In Christ we are predestined. In Christ we are adopted. In Christ we are accepted. In Christ we are redeemed. In Christ we have an inheritance. In Christ we are assured. In Christ we have the seal of the Holy Spirit, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Until the redemption of the purchased possession. Until the redemption, until the future event. You know, sometimes people talk about heaven. One time we had this wave, heaven. Oh, Pastor, I'm preaching about heaven. People are talking about heaven. Some of all those waves, they come and they go because they are not really balanced. Not balanced. So the Ephesian Christians also, they had this problem. Crisis everywhere. They had problems with sin. They had problems with demonic oppression. They had problems with the trend of this world. They had problems even with the culture, the cause of this world. They had problems, even problems with the prince of the power of the air, according to the scriptures, until Paul wrote of something that is very important. The impact of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You knowing your identity in him. Knowing what has happened. For someone to tell you who is born again, that you have a faulty foundation, is an anti-cross message. It's an insult to what Christ did for you. Because there's not going to be another foundation than that which is laid. You can't have the most perfect sacrifice again. The perfect sacrifice has been given. And Jesus Christ is our foundation. The Holy Spirit coming as a seal. A seal. As a down payment of what will happen in the future. As a down payment of the event we are going to enter into. Come on. That tells you that God has brought heaven into your spirit man. Into your life. In whom we have an inheritance. You do have a portion in him. Praise the name of the Lord. I say praise the name of the Lord. So your eyes of understanding needs to be opened. I want us to see the impact of the resurrection in our lives this morning, even through the book of 2 Peter chapter 1. It says, whereby are given unto us exceeding and precious promises. No, I start from verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3. According as his divine power had given us all things that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. All things that pertain unto life and godliness. Listen, the answer of all things that pertains unto life and godliness is embedded in his divine power. And that divine power you see is expressed. That divine power sits right. It sits right at the center of his nature. May I say to someone here, God has not called you. God has called you to glory. God has not called you to shame. You will suffer no shame in the precious name of Jesus. Whatsoever represents shame, whatsoever represents ignominy, whatsoever represents reproach and ridicule shall be far from you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. You have been called unto glory and virtue, value, honor. Everyone who has been dishonored here in any way, by family member, by situations, I pray in the precious name of Jesus that, oh God, let it be broken off you in Jesus' mighty name. So now, listen very carefully. Then we go. Whereby are given unto us, whereby, I want us to read together, whereby are given unto us great, exceeding what? Great and precious promises, that by these ye might be what? Of his what? Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That is sin. The corruption that comes through sin. The decay. Relationship with God. The decay. The impact of sin. The debilitating impact of sin. Why? So it says that what? That whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be what? Partakers of his what? Of his divine nature. You might, that you might be partakers of his divine nature. This was what the prophets were looking for, they couldn't find. And this is what has happened in the inside of you. Amen. He said, being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. The seed there is called the seed there in that scripture, according to the Greek Greek translation, is sperma, spermatozoa. Go check it yourself. So God now injects his seed into you, and then you are born again. So you carry the DNA of God. You carry the DNA of God. You carry his DNA. You are a partaker of his divine nature. You take part. You are a shareholder of his divine nature. That is what the resurrection did. That is your identity. That is who you are. A partaker of his nature. Listen very carefully. Just what we have just read. This was what some of the things that Paul was speaking to Timothy. He said, put the brethren, don't let them forget this, so they know who they are. Your identity in him. That the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened. That he might know what is the hope of his calling. What is the richest glory of his inheritance in the saints? What is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? According to that same power that God wrought when he raised Christ from the dead. That same power is not... Listen, the power working in you is not a different power. It's that same power that God wrought, that God implicated when he rose Christ from the dead. That is the power that you carry. That is what is in the inside of you. Don't let any person confuse you. You give your life to Christ, you become a partaker of his divine nature. You partake in his divine nature. Let me give you an example. Now listen, this is water, right? This is you here. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature, all things have passed away, be all things have become new. By the technology of the New Testament, by resurrection and all that, what Christ came to do, that you might become, this is God. You partake in his divine nature. This is you here. You've taken part in this nature. So you're a partaker of his divine nature. Listen very carefully. If this water freezes at 0 degrees, this one must also freeze at 0 degrees. Isn't it so? If this one boils at 100 degrees, This one also we boil at 100 degrees. Isn't it so? Why? Because this is a particle of this one. Whatsoever cannot give God sleepless night should not also give you sleepless night. Why? Because you are a partaker of his divine nature. All the hosts of demons that can't stand against this cannot also stand against this. Why? You are made of the same substance. You are a partaker of his divine nature. Whatsoever cannot make this one afraid cannot also make this one afraid. Why? You have become partaker of his divine nature. If this one speaks and say, I rebuke you, and you see the impact, this also will speak and say, I rebuke you, you will see the same impact. Why? Because this has become partaker of this nature. And I tell you what, it deals with every area of life. According as his divine power has given us all things that pertains unto life and godliness. All things. Every area of your life has been captured. Every transaction of your life has been captured. What defines you is the divine nature. Listen, this was what the prophets in the Old Testament, what they were dying to see, but they never saw it. Why? Because it wasn't their time. This is your time. Hallelujah. We are in that dispensation. Hallelujah. God has consummated his plan in us. Hallelujah. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. So see what he says here. See what he says here. See what he says here. Open your Bibles, please, with me. Philippians chapter 1 from verse 5. Philippians chapter 1 from verse 5. Or I read from verse 6. Very quickly. It says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Have you seen that there? Have you seen that? That the communication of your faith, the impact of your faith, may become productive, to be effectual. You'll be seeing results when you begin to acknowledge all the good thing which is in you. All the good things which is in you. When you begin to acknowledge them. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, my Father. When you begin to acknowledge them. To acknowledge means to accept. To acknowledge means to agree. To acknowledge means to recognize. To acknowledge means to acquiesce. To acknowledge means to come into the knowledge, to accept that there is something good that has happened in the inside of you. Many a times, we are concerned about things happening outside. Many of us even know many names of demons. One day I was speaking with a brother. He told me, when we'll be casting out demons, say, Pastor. No, Bratun. He said, a demon just came into town. I said, demon just came into town. When? He said, he came last week. Last week? He said, in fact, he even knows the name of the demon. He said, the demon's name is Abaddon. Another one says, Succubus, Incubus. I don't even know where they get all these names from. So, later on, I said, meditate. I said, how did this demon come into town? Into Abuja. Did he come by air? So airline? I don't know, because I don't know how it came. Is it by road or by air? So they know names of demons. You know what has happened outside there? Many of us don't know what has happened here. And this one is the most important. That you acknowledge that has been done in you. You agree with that. You accept it. You reinforce it. Praise the name of the Lord. So So he says, greater is he that is in me than he that is what in the world. You must agree to that. Why is it greater? Because of the divine nature. How many of us are partakers of the divine nature? I say, how many of us are partakers of the divine nature? How many of us are partakers of the divine nature? Come on, help me say a very big hallelujah. This was what Paul was saying. Something has happened in the inside of you. Don't let anyone confuse you. Now listen very carefully. Let me say something before I close the service. I was talking about the heaven person. So one of my pastor friends said, Pastor, we have to come and see this man. This man went to heaven. He went to heaven and he died. He rose after some days. He said, no, he disturbed me. He held me on my neck. I said, okay, just out of respect, let's go. So I went to his church to go and see the man who died and came back from heaven. When I listened to his message, I was disappointed. First thing he said, there's so many people in hell. And that many people went to hell because they wore earrings. He said, so many people in hell, many of them went to hell because they had palmed air. I said, really? Just? I said, but people go to hell because of sin. And the fundamental sin why people go to hell is the rejection of Christ. And then we have other peripheral sins that can stop you from making heaven. Say, heaven. I said, I've made heaven already. I said, how? He said, because according to the scriptures, it says, I have the seed of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a down payment, the earnest of our inheritance for what is going to happen in the future. So God has done a down payment. Hallelujah. So I'm sealed for heaven. Come on, somebody. This is what it means. And I ask you, say, why are you not preaching heaven every day? I say, yeah, we're preaching heaven, but heaven is not the most important thing. How? Heaven is very important. Yes. But the Bible says what? It says, physical exercise, bodily exercise profited little. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having what? Having a promise of life that now is and that which is to come. Having a promise of life that now is and that which is to come. So we have two tiers of life. The life now. This is the word of God. This is not the word of Pastor Tunde. Having a promise of life that now is and that which is to come. So there is a life that now is and there is a life which is to come. Both of them are very important. Otherwise, when you give your life to Christ, if it was about heaven alone, when you give your life to Christ, you will have died the same day. And honestly, as a pastor, I will be the happiest person. Because I don't need to counsel people for marriage. I don't need to counsel people for a husband. I don't need to counsel people for future partners. I don't have to cast out demons. I don't have to pray for affliction. But that is not the purpose of God. Don't you think so? If people are just give your life to Christ and just die, and then you go, it would be wonderful. Pastors don't have any job to do. I said, I have people whose houses are burning. They have crisis in their home. They are alive. What will they be doing until they make heaven? Where people are confused, not knowing what to do. Where people who don't even know their purpose in life. Where people who need to be transformed. Where people going through the high waters. Your life is as important as the life in heaven. And the person who was preaching this is running after his daughter's admission. And his ministry, they say they want to get CFO of a land. Why do you want to get CFO of a land? We are saying you're going to heaven now. Why do you need CFO? Why do you need a place to worship? Your life is very important. Every tear of your life has been captured in his interest. And may I say unto you, in the precious name of Jesus, you will succeed in Jesus' mighty name. Listen very carefully. You will manifest God's agenda in the precious name of Jesus. You will fulfill God's purpose right here on earth in the name of Jesus. And when the time comes, you will make heaven in Jesus' mighty name. Let somebody shout a very big hallelujah. A partaker of his divine nature. There's this. Let me tell you something. Just one more thing. Some of us are here, you are thinking, but I'm going through a lot. How come they are saying I'm a particle of his divine nature? How come I'm going through a lot? Listen, what you are going through does not define your identity in Christ. What you are going through does not define it. It does not define where you are in Christ. What you are going through. Now, I have a $100 bill here. Right? See, I carry this $100 bill, I squeeze it. Is it the same value? No, it's not the same one. How many of us want this $100? Why? I thought it was beating as lost value. Eh? If you take it to Malam, take it to Bruce the change. Eh? It's still the same value. No. Same value. I have a good news for someone. The precious name of Jesus, Romans chapter 8 from verse 33 says, who shall lay any charge who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is he that justified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution, shall famine, shall nakedness, shall perils, shall the sword, shall dangers, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as a sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. What you are going through does not define you. You are more than conqueror. May I say unto someone here, everything you need to make it in life is in you. Everything for you to make it as a godly man is in you. His divine power as expressed in his nature. May I say unto you, you are an overcomer. You are a champion. You are more than a winner. You are more than a conqueror. That situation will not hold you down. In the precious name of Jesus, I said that affliction can't kill you. In the precious name of Jesus, what you are going through does not define who you are in Christ Jesus. Now, the impact of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Many years ago, I saw the picture of a lion. Oh, I love that lion. I'd never seen a lion so beautiful like that. So I picked up the pictures. We went for a birthday party. We were invited to a birthday party with my son. That was the first time I've seen the lion. A smiling lion. Because all the lions I've seen, even some of the ones that have been sculptured by some people on our streets, they are very scary. Have you seen those lions that people do? They make some of them. I've never seen a friendly lion before. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes, you know, they mold those things. It doesn't look like, they look like one beast or one dragon. That's the image of the lion that I knew. But I saw this lion so wonderful. I've never seen a lion so beautiful like that in my life. So I took the photographs, put it in my house. It was years later, I got to know that it was Lion King. I did not know it was a movie. It was years later. So I watched this movie. And this is the story of the movie. When Lion King was born, the lion is the king of the jungle. And When the Lion King was born, he was the scion of the family, right? He was the one who was in charge. Everyone should submit to him. And then his uncle Scar was a very wicked man. Sold him a lie, and that's how he was banished. You know, just walked at something as if he was one that killed the father. So Lion King now ran away. I remember when he was giving birth to, there was this monkey. What was the name of that monkey? What? No. Mufasa is the Lion King's father. Rafiki. Yeah, Rafiki. Rafiki was one that dedicated him. Oh, I love that. You know that mount, that rock formation that was used there. So he dedicated him. He was there when he was born. So, in the course of time, Lion King was banished. Simba was banished. And then all the hyenas, they came and took over the pride land. He lost his inheritance, so to speak. And this was an inheritance he got by birth. Inheritance that you've gotten by the new birth in Christ. So something happened. This guy, he had no idea of his identity. He only knew about his problems. And then he met two funny friends who were lower than him. Pumbaa and Timon. And they would dance. They were giving lion was supposed to be feeding on the prey, live animal. They were giving lion worms. So they were giving worms. And he was very happy. And then they were singing. Hakuna Matata. It means don't worry for the rest of your life. Hakuna Matata. It means don't worry. Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata. Can you see how a lion can be reduced because of the impact of revelation? So, life continued. And then Rafik, the man that dedicated the monkey, learned that he was alive and went and sought him out. And he discussed, says to him, don't you know that the kingdom belongs to you? Go and get it. Lion King had no idea because he had been battered. He had been restricted. He had been afflicted. He had been traumatized. He took up those situations that became his identity. And it was based on that was engaging life. Otherwise, what will a lion be doing with Timon? Timon. In fact, the first time they saw him, they were afraid. Remember, when they went and checked, what is this? A lion! They took off. Not until they realized that this lion was just a lion who had lost his identity. Like some born-again Christians have been sold some lies. So, when that monkey found him, he tried to speak to him, but Lion King wouldn't understand. He took the coconut, that stick, and hit his head. Bam! Still, he could not realize. Because, see, when Paul was saying something, that this knowledge that he's talking about is not something that you accent by your intellectuality. No, it doesn't come by mental accent. It comes by revelation, by the impact of light that comes and opens up your eyes of understanding. So Paul says, when I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards the saints, I do not, cease to mention you before God. I do not cease to give thanks for you before God, making mention of him in my prayers, that God Almighty will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Why? So that your eyes of understanding can be opened. That you know the power that is within you. You know, not by knowledge here, but by knowledge, boom, impartation. So, the monkey hit him again. But this guy didn't understand. Then the monkey left him. In the course of time, one day he was just going. He was thirsty. as he was thirsty. He was thirsty. He got to a pool, a stream, and he wanted to drink, to lap. When he did like this, what he saw scared him. Ah! And he came back. Is it me? You know what he saw? His eyes of understanding was opened. He saw his father in him. He said, he lives in me. He lives in me. As soon as that happened, nobody needed to tell the Lion King. Lion King went back. Power came. Dignity came. Honor came. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, I like the way it was captured. When he was going back, you could see him just galloping. Boom. Boom. Lion King saw himself the way he truly was. He saw his father in him. He saw the DNA of Mufasa, the unstoppable. Mufasa, the sovereign king. Mufasa, the unkillable. Mufasa, the unblockable. Mufasa, the all-powerful one. He knew. Nobody had to tell him. He knew. Power came. He went back to the pride land. Hallelujah. Fought with Scar. Oh my God. Finished him. Cleared him out. And he took his place. He took his place. You must take your place. You are taking your place in life. You are taking your place in ministry. Hallelujah. You share in his divine nature. You share in his divine nature. His divine power has given you all things. Not some things, but all things. Not many things, but all things that pertains to your life. Your marriage, your profession, your children, your encounter, your day-to-day living, and godliness. May I say unto someone here, receive that impartation in Jesus' mighty name. From today, you will no longer be intimidated. From today, you will no longer be relegated. From today, you will no longer be afraid to face life. May I say unto someone here, you can do it. I say you can. You can do it. Sister Basiama, the Lord said to tell you, you can do it. Take a step of faith. Greater is he that is in thee than he that is in the world. The moment you take a step, everything begins to scatter. In the precious name of Jesus, he got to pride land. All the hyenas scattered. Fear came. They got trembled. They were discombobulated because of his very nature. I pray for someone here. You are irresistible. You have become unstoppable. You have become inconquerable. In the precious name of Jesus, go succeed. Go excel. Go attain. Take your place in life. Take your place in nature. In the precious name of Jesus, whereby are given to us exceeding and great precious promises, that by these we might become partakers of his divine nature.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.